Hello, thank you for holding. If you don't mind, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
08520.
Oh my God, why my computer want to move slow right now?
No, they never do when you want them to.
You say
08520.
You said 308.
No. 08520.
Okay. All right, and go ahead and verify your first and last name for me.
Sky Gilmartin.
S-K-Y?
S-K-Y-E.
And the last name you said, Gilmore?
G-I-L-M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay. Oh, Gilmartin.
Yes.
T-A-N.
T-I-N.
Okay. And I had that at first. I second-guessed myself. Okay, while we get your account pulled up, go ahead and verify your address, just the street number and name.
38 Powell Court.
Okay, give my computer 1 second to pull up the account. Yes, ma'am. I got your account pulled up. What are you calling in considerance about?
I have been charged twice, $67 and change, for something that I have no idea what it's for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see back in August on the 15th, you ordered a technical bag.
Yes, but that was supposed to be $5 or something like that. And I called that company back and asked them to discontinue any further involvement with the company because it was very misleading.
Well, they did. They haven't charged you since October. Your last phone call was in, give me a second, let me tell you.
It should have been in August.
No, ma'am, your last call was in October, on October 27th at 4:15 p.m., you call and you, they called about the charges of the 6732, explain the charges. The customer informed customer account was already canceled. Customer, no future charges. Customer understood. No valid threat. Issue resolved. Okay, yes, ma'am. They did. They put a note in here that you called on the 27th about the charges for $6732.
Right.
They notated in the account that they did explain to you about the charges, and they let you know that it was already canceled. They explained the charges to you. It was a valid discussion. They also informed you that there'll be no more charges. Customer understood. Issue resolved. So we haven't charged you again since you called us, ma'am.
I could have sworn I called you last month because I just got my billing statement yesterday and it has an October charge.
Last month is October.
I know, but I wouldn't have had that statement to call about last October. When I called last time, I was talking about an August statement.
Okay, but when you called on the 27th, ma'am, you were already charged on the 23rd of October, which means they went ahead and canceled everything then, so you won't be charged again for November. You called back in October, correct? But when you called in October, they canceled any further charges after October. So you were charged in October on the 23rd. You called us on the 27th. So you did call last month, but it was after the last charge, which we ceased everything, so you won't be charged again, which would be for November.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
It's okay. It wasn't that you misunderstood. You just had a later bank statement, so you weren't up to date on all of the charges. But once you did call, we went ahead and canceled everything else, though, so you won't have an issue.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.